Ogden. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today here on this Friday, June 27th, 2025 edition. I got another follow-up from Captain Jeff up in Cedarville, Pastor Chatfield. He says, this is good. You guys should do this on a regular basis. So maybe something we'll do every couple of weeks and come up with something different and different dates and things for you to be able to share with everybody. You had another one that you were going to start before the break. Let's go with that one. What's the next date?
Yeah, I got it. May 2nd, 2011. May 2nd, 2011.
Okay. 2011. Okay. I have no idea.
Okay. We got word of a major announcement coming. I think you look down in the White House, down the hall. Here comes President Barack Obama walking out. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't remember the exact words, but I want to announce that we had an operation in Pakistan, and we have killed Osama bin Laden.
Ah, bin Laden.
That's when we got him.
We got him.
And immediately, I mean, the country was happy. Guy was a murderer. He was a murderer. I mean, he was the mastermind of 9/11. We had been chasing him for 10 years. And to President Obama's credit, he did authorize that strike on that compound there in Pakistan. Now, remember after this happened, All the Republicans stood up and were yelling for Obama's impeachment because he took the war to Pakistan. It was kind of an ally, or they were a non-combatant. And it was a big move of the Republicans to get rid of Osama bin Laden because he went way beyond his presidential powers. Wrong. That did not happen. When Obama did this and other actions, bombed Syria because we felt like it was in our national interest, was there a big clamor to impeach Obama? Answer, no. When we went and helped take out Gaddafi there in Libya, was there a big clamor to impeach Obama? No. There only is a big clamor of impeachment in the country becomes very pacifist after a Republican does something, a strike. And you'll see where that's going here in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so what did we think? I thought, good. I'm glad we got him. I'm glad we got him. Remember, I remember a couple, three years earlier, like 4 years earlier, maybe 5 years. It was in the second administration of George W. Bush that we captured Saddam Hussein. And I remember President Bush coming out and say, we got him. I remember that. We got him. Actually, I was early in the morning. I was delivering papers and my son, who was in the Marines, called me. I wonder if I should he'd get in trouble and told me before it was announced. I think we got him. You got to watch the news. So when our enemies are defeated, good. And Osama bin Laden. Oh, well, yeah, well, I would never give President Obama credit for anything because he was a leftist, a liberal Democrat. No, that's not the way we do things. I remember when my son was in the White House, my oldest son, who was in the Marines, and they brought his group there. He was stationed at Quantico Marine Corps base there just outside of Washington, D.C., and he was in the line, and President Obama came by and shook all the Marines' hands. And my son sent me a text and said, I just shook the the president of the United States' hand. Wow. Oh, yo, I wouldn't shake his hand. Yes, you would. He's the president of the United States. Sure. I call that cool. And he and my son was thrilled, Spencer, to shake the president's hand. And it was a good gesture by the president. He shook hands with the military. Good. Yep. Because he's the president of the United States. We're for the United States. We're Americans. We're Americans way more than we are Republicans. We're Americans.
Absolutely.
And other people, unfortunately, cannot kind of like that. Okay, this one's going to be real easy. October 7th, 2023.
That was the attack on Israel.
Right, by Hamas.
Hamas,
I remember getting up on a Saturday and finding that out. I don't know.
It's funny because we had organized here through the radio station a Constitution training down in Elk Rapids. And I was in that class with a lot of our listeners, and my phone blew up while I was there. I was getting text alerts, news alerts that I get at the radio station go automatically as a text message to my phone. And I didn't want to announce it in the class. I didn't want to be disruptive and get everybody off of topic. But I'm sitting there biting my tongue. You know, this was a big deal. And it broke that day. I remember being down at that class exactly when it happened. So,
right. And where we are today in the world was set in motion by this. This is one of those pivotal times in history where Israel said, this isn't going to happen again.
Nope.
No.
We're done.
No, this is not going to happen again.
Yep.
And in the end, it was a big mistake by Hamas, Iran, and the enemies of Israel, because Israel at that time says, no, we're going after it. And then later, we know what happened with President Trump. We're going after it. We're patient people. We love peace. We want to make a deal. We don't want war. That's true. But we are the most powerful nation on earth. And at some point, we're going to use our military. We are going to do it. And we did. So that really set in motion a whole bunch of different things. It's where we sit right now. Now, we don't know exactly where this is all going to end up, of course, but we'll see.
I want to ask you a question on that point. The tour that President Trump went on, where he went to, you know, Saudi Arabia and Qatar and United Arab Emirates and the various countries, most of those countries, and you've explained the difference about them, they're not, you know, the same as Iran. You know, explain right. That difference between those countries that Donald Trump went and visited in the Middle East, and basically the ideology, the language, the religion. Explain the differences to everybody just so they clearly understand the difference between those countries and Iran.
Okay, so all the countries are Islamic. They're all Muslim, but Iran is the world's largest Shia or Shiite Muslim country, a different branch of Islam. And it has to do with who is the rightful successor of Muhammad. I guess, and I believe it's the Shia, say only a blood relative can be the leader of Islam. And the Sunni Muslim, the vast majority of the world's Muslims are Sunni, of which Saudi Arabia is, North Africans, Syrians, and so on. But there's a separate branch of Islam. Plus, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, the Northern African country, Syria, they are Arabs. They speak Arab. The Iranians are Persians. They don't speak Arab. They're not Arabs. They speak a different language, a Persian language. And so there's a competition there based on their language, their ethnicity, and their religion. The country of Iraq is the one country that's kind of split between Shia and Sunni. And Saddam Hussein was a Sunni, But he was an equal opportunity dictator. He oppressed everybody. But once you know, he was taken out, there was a power vacuum, and this a new radical Sunni group took over. And so Iraq has been in chaos ever since. It was a big mistake to completely purge Iraq of all Ba'athist party members. That's a separate argument. We've talked about it. They weren't ready for party. But there's a Iran and Saudi Arabia are vying for power. Who would be the leading power in the Middle East after Israel? And so Saudi Arabia has no love for Iran. Iran is a different religion, different ethnicity, different language. And so there's a competition there. They view each other virtually as enemies. So that's Saudi Arabia's.
Can you explain Qatar's kind of kindred relationship with Iran? How did that come about?
I don't know. There is a segment of those people that are allied with Iran.
Yeah.
Understanding all, I mean, it's complicated. All these things are complicated. They're still Arabs. That whole the Persian Gulf region, that they're all Arab, but they still, because of the religion, they have some relationship alliance with Iran, who are Shia Muslims.
Sure,
different but, brand.
But when President Trump went there, the meeting went so well with the Prince of Qatar. And the amount of money that they pledge to invest in the United States, it seems like they want to trade with us. They want to be absolutely involved in the world trade. They want to help invest in America. But at the same time, some of them are still loyal to Iran. I just don't understand Qatar at all. I don't get
it. Well, here's another thing I'll throw in there. In northwest Iraq and in eastern Turkey, there's a group of people called the Kurds, K-U-R-D-S. After World War One, there was something called Kurdistan, created after World War One. The Kurds, they're still Muslim, but they are not Arab, and they're not Turkish, and they're not Persian. They're Kurds, different language, and they want their own country. They want a national, a Kurdistan. And they're divided, and there's lots of things like that all around the world.
Interesting. We're going to wrap this up. Final segment of our discussion, memorable dates in history. Short break. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our conversation with Pastor Chatfield. Did you have any more dates left for us, sir?
Two more. One, they're both easy, I think. July 13th, 2024. July 13th, 2024.
Before Saturday. The election, that would have been the national convention?
No. You know this.
July 13th.
Last 2020.
Year,
yes.
I was out pounding signs in the ground for Vicky's Antrim County clerk race. July 13th. I have no idea.
No. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. The attempted assassination on President Trump.
Oh, Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I was pounding signs that day.
Now, I'm okay. Sure you were, but you heard about it and said,
"Oh, yeah,
wow,
absolutely, yes."
And that's pivotal. Another inch one direction.
Well, if he hadn't turned his head,
who knows?
Yeah.
And that, I said to myself, "Well, he's going to win the election. How could he not?"
And well, now did you see. The ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee's post, what he wrote to the president before the strike?
No.
He said flat out, "Mr. President, I believe you were spared in Butler, Pennsylvania for this moment in history."
Mike Huckabee believes just almost identical to me, in case anybody out there in radio land.
Yep.
He's a Christian Baptist preacher. I mean, he's with it. He's yep. pro-Israel. Excuse me, I'm pro-Israel. Doesn't mean Israel's perfect.
No. Nope.
Doesn't mean we have to endorse everything. But I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. Remember, it was a week ago we talked about, just 1 week ago, we were talking about, will President Trump do? What will he do?
Do you remember what I said? I basically predicted the strike.
And I said,
last Friday show, yeah.
And we'll see, and you were right.
And, well, here's the point.
That's the last day, June 22nd, 2025. Another pivotal date. I mean, this is a big deal. United States bombing Iran, taking out their nuclear capabilities, we believe.
Yeah.
Send them back a couple of days. Yeah. that's give us a break. I mean, let me make this point. When we got Osama bin Laden, the Republicans said amen to that. Then when we take out their bomb their nuclear facilities, the Democrats belittle it. Some of them want to impeach the president. Others say, well, there's an intelligence assessment that it did very little damage, or it only set them back a month at the most. I mean, they are looking for ways always to turn things politically. They are always doing that. They can't just be Americans for one day.
Right. You know, what's interesting on that point, too, Donald Trump's serving his last term. He cannot run for re-election. Okay? You would think that they would stop with this Trump derangement syndrome and look forward to 2028. I know they got to badmouth him and make him look bad now in maybe preparation of the midterm election. I get that. But at least, like you said, you can't be an American. You can't be happy for our country, proud of our military. That strike, that execution of that plan, I can't fathom those two pilots and those B-2s for 36 hours. I mean, flying in the air. You're not, you know, stopping for a shower. You're not stopping to eat. You're not stopping to sleep. I mean, it was amazing what those guys were able to pull off.
And I was down, I was in Valdosta, Georgia, and there was a former Air Force man there who loaded bombs just like that. He's been retired. But the entire operation, from everybody that put the bombs in place and all the planners and all the guys that, all the fighter jets that went alongside him and the people that refueled them, it was an extremely complex mission, and it went off. Praise the Lord. I mean, yeah. Everybody in the Air Force is saying amen to that. I mean, that just shows you the expertise of our military. And you would think that everybody would rejoice in that, because we all understand that Iran is the world's largest sponsor of terrorism. Everybody knows that. Why on earth can't they say, okay, I applaud the presidents for this? But most of them cannot. Some do. But most Democrats cannot. That to me is pretty strange. That's they have no objectivity whatsoever. So that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, good job. Those dates got me stumped on a couple of them. But yeah, good information. I agree with Captain Jeff. We should do this maybe every month or so, just to press our testing of our memory. And like you say, isn't it amazing? We can go all the way back, mention the date, November 22nd, 1963, and bam, we know exactly where we were in school and right. Walking home from school.
That's right. And all these other dates were big deals.
Yeah.
Big deals, big dates that we can remember what we were doing when this happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate it, and safe travels out there. Where are you headed next?
I'm headed to West Virginia, straight north from here tomorrow, and then preaching at a church in West Virginia, then west to Cincinnati, Kentucky, preaching there on Sunday evening.
Very cool. Well, you have safe travels, sir. God bless, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, very good. Amen.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm